The plasma state of matter is a special form of matter which lies between its real existence and the sphere of influence, that is, a complete loss of mass and pure accretion of energy of various form whenever matter is pushed or shoved. Note, no explanation was given for the use of the word pushed, shoved as used in this context. Your guess is as good as mine. The fourth state of matter is very important for certain physical conditions which can be used, for example, to How should I express this to you? Generate anti-gravity. That's a rather strange human word and not really correct, but you ought to understand it better this way. Essentially, in the world of real physics, there are no bipolar forces, but rather only observer-dependent reflective behavior of a single, large unified force at different levels. With anti-gravity or the displacement of gravitational characteristics into levels, one can, for example, cause apparently solid matter to levitate. This method is employed partly by us and by extraterrestrials as well as a means of propulsion for their UFOs. You people are moving on a really primitive level towards a similar principle for your secret military projects, but since you have more or less stolen this technology, and it was later falsely passed on to you intentionally by the extraterrestrials, you lack the real physical understanding. As a result, you have to struggle with problems of instability and radiation with your UFOs. According to my information, there have been a great number of deaths of your people because of intense radiation and field disturbances. Don't you agree? This is also an example of the business regarding the question of good and evil. You people play with unknown forces and thereby accept the death of colleagues of your own kind, for they are dying for a greater cause, namely, for the advancement of your technology, which as a result is being put into place once again for the purpose of war, that is, for negative pursuits. Now, one can give you the benefit of the doubt, that only the least number of your kind have any knowledge about these alien projects which are, as you explain it, top secret. It was told to you that the higher the ordinal or ranking number of basic matter, the simpler the heightening of the condition, but that is only partially correct. If you can't circumvent these powers, then you're better off not attempting it. But your kind has always been ignorant and has from time immemorial tried to play around with forces which you have not even understood. Why would that ever change? You remember this business of copper fusion? By means of the fluctuation at the right angle with the induced radiation field, copper is fused with other elements. The illusion of matter is fused, the fields in the sphere of influence overlap each other, but the main force would be reflected by that process and would assume a quasi-bipolar character. The resulting connection and the field would therefore not be stable in the normal condition of matter and unsuited for tasks. As a result, the entire field spectrum is shifted to a higher plasma-like condition, whereby the spectrum comes together with this harsh shifting to the opposite pole side. The word is not correct, of the force field, and it resembles quite closely a gravitational shift. This shifting causes a tilting of the repulsing quasi-bipolar force, which now no longer flows to the interior of the force field, but rather flows partly to the exterior of the field. The result is an inter-stratifying reflective force field which is very difficult to modulate within certain technical boundaries in relation to its own characteristics. It can also carry out a multiplicity of tasks, as for example, causing massive flying objects to be levitated and maneuvered. It can also exert a camouflage function in the realm of electromagnetic radiation as well as manipulate temporal sequences of events. Indeed, only to very limited extent, and other things as well. Are you familiar with your quantum tunnel effect? Even the amplitude equalizations among genuine matter can be achieved with one of those kinds of fields if the frequency and the distance from the plane of the field are high enough. Unfortunately, the whole thing that I have explained to you in your words has come out to be rather primitive, I'm afraid. It sounds rather strange and certainly impossible for your comprehension, but perhaps this simple explanation can be of some use to you in helping you to understand. But then again, maybe not. Question: is there a scientific substantiation for paranormal powers, as for example with your powers of thought? Answer: yes. In order to explain that, One has to acknowledge the physical reality of the sphere of influence, Feldraum. I'll try to do it. Wait just a second. You are going to have to separate yourself mentally from the illusion that that which you see is the true nature of the universe. It is, at best, the surface of a side. Imagine for yourself that all the matter here, you, this table, this pencil, this technical device, this paper, does not really exist, but that it is rather only the result of a field oscillation and a concentration of energy. All matter that you see, every creature, every planet and star in this universe, has an information energy equivalent in the sphere of influence which is located on a main field, the general level, of things. Now, there is not only one level, but several. Last time, I had mentioned that highly developed species which is capable of changing levels, which is something completely different from the simple bubble changing, for bubbles are a part of each and every level. Do you understand? Dimensions, as you call them, are a part of a solitary bubble. Bubbles or universal foam are a part of a level, and levels are layers in the sphere of influence, while the sphere of influence, acting in the capacity of single physical size, is essentially unending. It is composed of innumerable information energy layers and general levels. There are in the sphere of influence no null levels, all are the same, but they are separated by means of their energy conditions. I notice that I am confusing you now. I think I ought to stop with this explanation. Question: No, please continue. How do concrete paranormal powers arise? Answer: Well, okay then. Let's try something simpler. Again, it is not completely correct, but let's begin in this manner. Tangible matter on this side is mirrored in the sphere of influence, Feldraum, as a field with distinct layers. These layers contain information, as an example, about the simple structure of matter or the string frequency, but also there is stored information stemming from the development of matter. Are you familiar with the human concept of morphogenetic fields? One part of a layer could be designated as such. Now there is still another intermediary layer for which you unfortunately have no human concept, since the theory is not common in human thinking. Let's call it a paralayer, for this layer is mainly responsible for everything which you call PSI and paranormal and which lies outside the boundaries of your primitive science. This paralayer lies between the layers of matter and the morphogenetic layers of the field in the sphere of influence. It can actively integrate with both. Your body, for example, is mirrored as a field in the sphere of influence, Feldraum. That doesn't mean that it does not also exist here, as well as flesh, blood, bones, in the form of matter strings or atoms, but not only that. Existence is always a duality. Some layers of the field contain simple information about the solid matter of your body and its frequency, while other layers contain information about your spirit, your consciousness, or, speaking from a human religious point of view, your soul. Awareness or consciousness in this case is a simple energy matrix, divided into different layers of your field in the sphere of influence, nothing more, nothing less. Genuine awareness can also exist here on the matter side, but only in the form of post-plasma, the fifth form of matter. With the necessary physical knowledge and the corresponding technology, the consciousness, awareness matrix, or soul, can also be separated from its field of rest. It can, despite its removal, continue to exist in a self-sufficient manner for a certain amount of time. That has the strange occult name of soul robbing. But above all, we're talking about science here, not about magic or dark forces. Comment by Ole K. The soul robbing was mentioned in one of the radical, religiously motivated comments in connection with the reptilian species. But back to your question, creatures with more powerful mental powers can have a direct influence on the paralayer by means of their consciousness, awareness fields. Now this layer is not limited only to the individual, but rather as a part of a general information layer, you could call it in a prosaic sense the community soul, that is connected with all animate and inanimate matter and all consciousness which exist on this main level. The biological cause for these abilities lies on the side of matter, by the way, in the pituitary gland, which always is in the position to generate the frequencies to actively control the sphere of influence, Feldraum. Even you people could theoretically do this, however, you are solidly blocked in these things. As I have said, the paralayer can interact with mind as well as with matter. For example, if I decide to use my mental powers once more in order to move this pencil, then, simply said, I imagine in my mind how my consciousness, awareness expands, amplifies itself on the matter side in the form of post-plasma to the pencil. In the sphere of influence, this causes simultaneously an automatic command from the consciousness, awareness layer to the paralayer to interact with the matter layer of the pencil. Since the paralayer is not confined to the body, it is not even a problem that the pencil lies over there, for I can unerringly reach it, even without moving my matter body. Post-plasma on this side, paralayer on the other. I have control over the pencil, and the interaction brings the matter field of the pencil to the point where it changes in the manner in which it moves, for example. Comment by Olay K, I certify that the pencil mentioned above abruptly at that very moment jumped into the air to a height of 20 centimeters and then fell back to the surface of the table. The sound is clearly heard on the recording tape. No one visibly had touched that pencil. Question, that is fascinating. Which kinds of paranormal activities can one generate with that? Answer, all kinds. Everything that you call paranormal. As I said, this special layer lies in the sphere of influence, Feldraum, between the morphogenetic information layers and the matter layers, and can interact with respect to both sides. That is to say, it can be interacted with solid matter as well as with mind or mental information, wherewith we can achieve everything that is generally designated as telekinesis and telepathy. The connection absorption with another consciousness. Awareness is generally separate in the procedure from the simple influence of matter, since different consciousness. Awareness fields work with different oscillations. A consciousness. Awareness that sends or a consciousness. Awareness that listens must first adapt itself to the other mind exactly, before any access is possible. Most species also have chances to block the alien access, but you people don't have this. The following is generally valid: the stronger the paranormal abilities of a species, the simpler the adaptation and the access. Our own abilities are not so powerfully developed, therefore, first we have to learn specifically alien mind influence in order to use our mimicry. For example, where mimicry is actually quite simple in your minds due to the implanting of the on-off switch. Some of these abilities are also partially inherited. Mother and child of my kind, as an example, are attuned exactly during the first months of life, partially also in the egg covering in the expectant mother, and communicate telepathically. In order to influence you people, we need a certain amount of time for practicing, despite your simple structure. Therefore, it is forbidden, for example, for adults of my kind before the age of enlightenment to come to the surface of the earth. That term is synonymous, along with other things, with full physical strength. In the case of not fully developed abilities, the danger of discovery by you would be too great. By the way, there are of course numerous secret teachings about the real possibilities which can give one these abilities, but I really don't know anything exact about that. Whenever an alien mind ought to be influenced, then there are some generally valid steps, which are set into motion by other extraterrestrial species. First and foremost, the alien oscillation must be felt, something generally that is done automatically by the brain, that is, for the one the field oscillation, for the other the quasi-electrical brain waves here in the normal space, which matter inhabits. That is not especially difficult.